Adrian O'Malley, Unison Health Service Executive, personal capacity. The 1% pay rise for NHS workers proposed by the government is a kick in the teeth. Tory hypocrites, who stood and clapped for our NHS heroes every Thursday last summer, are now saying the country cannot afford more than a paltry £250 a year, or 1% for the 1.3 million NHS staff. Trade union members are asking, what are we going to do about it? The government 1% pay recommendation has gone to the so-called Independent Pay Review Body, PRB, due to announce its decision in May. We should not be appealing for more money from the PRB. It has never gone against government recommendations. The union leaders must lodge a claim, directly to the government for the 15% that was demanded by NHS staff in the mass meetings that took place in the summer. And they must prepare for industrial action ballots, if the Tories don't deliver. Unison, the biggest NHS trade union, must take the lead, and lodge similar pay claims across local government, police, schools, and universities. The Tories have declared war on public sector workers, by announcing yet another pay freeze. We must respond by taking united action across the public sector, as we did in 2011, when millions of public sector workers struck in defense of our pensions. Only this time we must see it through, and win back what we have lost over years of pay freezes and austerity. This rotten government can be beaten by the united action of NHS and public sector workers, who have the support of the millions who clapped us every Thursday. We can, with organization and solidarity, force the Tories back and win.